Right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 27, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Good Lord, we come to you at this time, thanking you for being with us. Lord, we ask you to look over us. All say, forgive us what we've done.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We will go a little bit out of order and begin our agenda today with one item under maintenance. Item A is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Roger Smith Jr. for his 15 years of service to Jefferson County Maintenance Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So motion not to approve.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a second?
That means you can't
seconded
go, right?
By Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I think, Rogers, would you like to come up to the podium, please? And Commissioner Arnold, I believe, is going to.
I do. It's an honor to read this resolution for you, Roger. Whereas Roger Smith Jr. has devoted 15 years of his life to the service of Jefferson County, and whereas Smith Jr. has worked with county as a maintenance utility worker in the Jefferson County Maintenance Department, and whereas known for his service to Jefferson County, Roger Smith Jr. served on the emergency response team at the Jefferson County Courthouse as a number first responder during the emergency and disaster related events. And whereas known for his service to community of Jefferson County, Roger Smith Jr. has been a member of the and a volunteer for the YMBL Young Men's Business League for the past 15 years. And whereas known for his good nature and friendliness, Roger Smith Jr. won the respect of his colleagues, elected officials, and other county employees. And whereas after his distinguished career, Roger Smith Jr. has chosen to embark upon a much-deserved retirement, we are happy for him and he will truly be missed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas joins his co-workers and does hereby honor and recommend Roger Smith Jr. for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, the county judge and commissioners of Jefferson County. Rogers, would you like to say anything, introduce any of your guests here today, or?
Just a little bit, not okay. Much. You keep trying, you might talk me into it. I'm just joking. First of all, let me thank Jefferson County for giving me an opportunity to become a county employee. It's been a rough ride. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. The good days have outweighed the bad days, and some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But I just want to say thank you, and if any of y'all get bored, I got plenty of grass to cut. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Russ. David, any comments from you?
No comment.
Okay.
I want to say something, okay. Commissioner. Roger, you know, we know you're a staunch Cowboy fan, and on those bad days, we know why they were bad days.
Only you. Go there.
Okay. Moving on to items under purchasing, item A is to reject all bids for the term contract from elevator maintenance and repair for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment for a term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County with Waste Management, in which the location of service will be changed for the Jefferson County Service Center from 1295 Orleans to 7789 Viterbo Road. It'll also change the frequency of the trash container pickup for Jefferson County Service Center from 2 days per week at a cost of $130.50 per month to 1 day per week at a cost of $79.12 per month. Item C by addendum is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Bailey Architects to prepare the grant application for Jefferson County Courthouse in the Texas Historical Commission's Round 8 Texas Historic Commission Courthouse Preservation Program for a not-to-exceed amount of $5,000 plus reimbursables of approximately $500. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver, I believe. Any discussion?
One question on item A. Will that be rebid? Okay. So just the bid process, we're using a different mechanism. Okay.
Deb, what are we there? Are we using that process with all of our purchases, things of that nature?
Yes, sir. We
okay. Thank you.
Real quick, Judge, this information we just got, is that something you presented this morning?
Yes, sir. Because of the bad quality.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, two items. Item A is to consider and approve an interlocal agreement with the GLO to provide natural gas services at the Al Price Unit. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 389644 through 389833. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And then under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution of the Texas Historical to the Texas Historical Commission supporting the preservation program round 8. Item B is consider and possibly approve and receive and file addendum to XL System Tax Abatement Agreement. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution approving submission of a grant application for the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court, application number 1604514. Item D will take separately. Item E is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to sign and receive and file a land lease between Jefferson County and Raytech Construction Resources for use of a lot on Magnolia Avenue in Beaumont. Item F is to consider boundaries of the county. We'll take that item F separately too. And item G is to receive and file executed contract number 713250 between Jefferson County, Texas and the Texas Department of Agriculture. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Items A through D, E and G have been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item D is considering possibly approve, receive, and file a change of address for Jefferson County Courthouse Annex from 1001 Pearl Street to 1085 Pearl Street, effective immediately, to distinguish a location for 911 emergency services. Sheriff's Office will retain 1001 Pearl Street as its official 911 and mailing address. Do we have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. I believe Judge Dollinger, you wanted to make a comment about this.
I did, Judge. On behalf of those of us that occupy the wing directly across from the Sheriff's Office, we'd like to consider or have the court to consider leaving us under the 1001 since we share an entrance with the sheriff and the leased out jail space, do not share an entrance or an address, excuse me, an entrance address with the remainder of the what we call new building, although it's 40 years old, I've been told. We think it would be more appropriate if we could retain the 1001 as well and keep our same suite numbers. If you'd consider that, we'd appreciate it.
That'd be for all the offices occupied in that little outbuilding where y'all are at? I say outbuilding, but...
It'd be for the two justice courts and the constable, along with the private jail that we leased to and the sheriff. We'd still retain 1001, and everybody coming to the other entrance would be coming through the 1085 entrance.
Judge, I'll try to address that if I can, and I'm not saying that we won't do it or not, but we had the fire marshal out here, and basically the division that we came up with to separate the three buildings was a recommendation by the fire marshal for 911 services, and the reason being we're fixing to replace the fire alarm system, and in order to have control panels in the three locations, we had to have a separate address for that physical building that's now considered the new courthouse annex, and which encompasses that whole area, including y'all's particular offices. I'll be glad to visit with the fire marshal and find out if that's a variance he can give us, if it's preferable or not. It's that when emergency services are dispatched here, wherever that fire alarm panel is that controls the whole building, they want to be able to go to one address, one place, and have control of the control panel to, you know, visualize what's going on inside.
I understand, and I apologize.
And that's the reason for that decision as it was turned in.
And I apologize for bringing it up this late stage. I didn't find out about this until this morning, or I would have come to you and found out and gone to the fire marshal to seek input from them ahead of time.
That's okay. No problem.
Well, I guess we can vote to approve it, and if we can get a variance from the fire marshal, then we can change, leave it the same.
And let me just comment one other thing. We've had a couple of calls about people inquiring about how the address will mailing, incoming mail, all that will take place. And I tried to identify most of that within the letter that I sent out. But first off, the Commissioner's Court has to approve or disapprove the process. Secondly, through normal process of replacing your stationary letterhead, those that will have address changes will at that time, you know, have their new letterhead and their new address added to their correspondence. In the interim, we will continue to process any mail that comes in that goes, that has 1101 address, it's supposed to be in 1085. We internally will take care of that until that transition works its way through the process. So hopefully there won't be any inconvenience to the offices and the elected officials and department heads located in the new courthouse annex.
Well, given the timing, is it okay if we just table this till next week till you?
If you'd like, that's fine. We the only thing it applies to is our fire alarm system bid. As they're designing the specs on it, they need to know whether we have two locations or three locations for the panels.
And okay, well, let's put it back on.
I think
next
so.
Morning.
I don't know. I'll ask the architects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll ask them. If y'all had any, y'all was not privy at the meeting, but did I state that correctly about what the preferences of the fire marshal were to have the boundaries as we have devised those?
Yes, that is. Well, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be recorded.
I keep thinking my voice is loud enough. Yes, that is correct. The fire marshal, when we had our preliminary meeting with him, along with the MEP engineers, he gave us direction to have separate addresses would be preferable for the new system. So one address for each building. But I do not think we have any critical timing issues, so if you need to table that for 1 week or three, it's probably okay with us.
All right. We will take that and do that. I'll withdraw my motion and instead make a motion to table for a week. Have it back on the agenda next week.
All righty. Item F is to consider the boundaries of county energy tax reinvestment zone. Mr. Gordy, would you like to come up? And
On Thursday, TxDOT is going to be laying out the proposal to postpone the application date from February the 7th to February or March the 7th. They may or may not modify the period. The period is still going to be 7 days long, but irregardless of them proposing to set it, I think it's important that we go ahead and continue moving the process forward that we have going on. So if by chance something goes wrong, because there are several elected officials showing up asking for it not to be postponed because they believe they're ready and ready to go and don't believe it's necessary. So it's going to be an interesting meeting on Thursday. Irregardless, I believe it's important that we make sure that we've done what we need to do. So if we need to close up the application quickly, we can. So one of the things that, you know, we need is just a zone. I mean, I don't really care where it's at, where the tracks are, how we do it. I think it's important, especially after a conversation me and Commissioner Arnold had a few minutes ago, that we make sure we don't put a zone in a place where a TRZ may be applicable somewhere in the future. You don't want to have those tools conflicting with each other. They're not the same tool. They're very similar in nature, but they're not the same tool. And so are there several places around Jefferson County where a TRZ is applicable? Absolutely. The list is probably 8-10 long, I can think of off the top of my head. More importantly than just identifying the zone, though, is getting at least a list of a few projects into the county engineer's hands so that we can start filling in that application process correctly so that we do have that ready to go also. So each commissioner needs to at least find some projects in their precinct. Does not have to be energy impacted to be applied for, just projects.
Didn't we discuss a couple already in the last time and we had the workshop, LaBelle? Okay.
Okay.
What's the current application deadline?
It opens February the 7th, closes February the 14th.
Okay, so we need to have something on the agenda next week to select the boundaries of the zone.
We need to set the zone, and then shortly after setting the zone, need to set the board in place to administer the zone.
Mr. Gordy, I'd ask that you visit with Mr. Rayo and the commissioners to get those.
Then you give us ideas.
Yes, yeah, we have groundwork laid. It's just, I'm just sitting here trying to make sure that you know, this doesn't slide back in the background because, y'all have a lot going on, and so the object is to keep it in front of you just enough so that we don't miss something that's important. That was it.
All right, thank you very much. Don, let's make sure we get something on agenda for next week. All right. Under risk management, Adam A is considering possibly approve the appointment of Tim Funches by Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Mitch Woods by Commissioner Brent Weaver, Teresa Goodness, this is an amendment, Teresa Goodness by Commissioner Michael Senegal, Carl Holmes by Commissioner Bo Alford, and Miriam Johnson by me to the Southeast Texas Government Employee Benefits Pool Board of Trustees effective January 1st, 2014 for a 3-year term. Item B is considering possibly approved public officials liability insurance renewal with Ace American Insurance effective February 1st, 2014 at an annual premium of $26,411. Do I have a motion on those items under risk management?
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Weaver and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, there's one item under human resources via addendum, which is Item A, to consider and possibly approve reorganization of the Beaumont Maintenance Department, which will result in an estimated annual budget savings of $44,284. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Arnold and Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that anyone wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Not, then we will adjourn out of our regular commissioner's court meeting and we will convene into an emergency meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court posted this morning. Reason for the emergency meeting is pursuant to section 551.045 of the Texas Government Code. Called with more than 2 hours but less than 72 hours notice to consider a matter of emergency or urgent public necessity required a meeting under said statutory provision. The matter of urgent public necessity, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County notify the public of inclement weather conditions, and so our purpose of our meeting is to discuss and take appropriate action in anticipation of inclement weather conditions. Mr. Fountain, would you come up? We did have call. We've been watching the weather briefs, had a call with the National Weather Service this morning, Roger Erickson. He is anticipating that conditions beginning tomorrow morning early will be worse than they were on Friday. The presence of higher velocity winds was likely to disrupt power. The percentage of likelihood of snow, sleet, freezing rain tonight is in the 20% to 30% range. That moves into the 40% to 50% range from 6 a.m. to noon tomorrow, and then in the 50% to 60% range after noon hours. Unfortunately, because of cloud cover, they don't anticipate that it's going to unfreeze until afternoon on Wednesday. We've gotten notices of closures of all the school districts in Orange County, and I believe Holiday Zeta and Hardin Jefferson. All of Orange County districts are closed tomorrow, and Holiday Zeta and Hardin Jefferson, I believe, are announced closures for Tuesday and Wednesday. I haven't heard from any of the other Jefferson County school districts.
Cleveland, Hardin, Liberty, Tarkington are all off to, out Tuesday and Wednesday, in addition to Holiday Zeta and Dayton for those 2 days. All Orange County schools. Talked to Ms. Morris at Hampshire Finette, still waiting on a decision from them. Tried to call Mr. Augustine with BISD, was not able to get in touch with him, but that's where it stands now. And we do have the 2:30 call, but again, it's looking a little worse than it was on Friday. Friday, Texas DPS in Jefferson County worked over 100 accidents. The city of Beaumont worked in excess of 130 accidents on Friday as well.
Well, I can just tell you, Friday, looking out the windows of emergency management, looking out my office window, there were a number of people that showed up that I guess had court appearances and didn't know that they were being rescheduled. And I watched probably 40 or 50 people slip and slide and fall out in front of the courthouse. We had Fred Jackson in my office fell. Mike White fell down the stairs in the back from emergency management. And you know, this would not be a big event for people in Chicago, but it's for those of us who are not used to dealing with this type of weather, it is a difficult event. Your thoughts, Commissioner?
Well, Judge, last week we in South County, which y'all are more north than us, so I think the weather affected y'all, but it's pretty bad in Port Arthur. So we did a delayed opening, and then after I got the call from you, we just shut it down for the rest of the day. But I think since we're ahead of the game this time, I think we need to be cautious.
One of the strange things about this event is that there's going to be a low pressure just at the coast. So it's actually going to make events here along from the coast of the I-10 corridor actually worse in a lot of instances than it's going to be to the north of it. So that's...
Judge, I've been in contact with a colleague up in Harris County, and their EOC has opened. And the updated news to them is it's going to be much worse than it was last time. They had over, I think in El Franco's district, there was over 250 accidents. It's going to be much worse. So I think it's an ounce of prevention on our behalf to look at it in positive. I also think that each commissioner here need to put their arms out to those school districts and let them know how important it is. I think it's up on us to make sure we visit with those school districts to at least talk to them.
I agree, Commissioner. I know looking back to Ike, some of them, because of the makeup days and things like this, are hesitant to make that decision. But Ms. Morris did say, as far as Hampshire Finette, that they're glad that they had late starts last week that will probably make up for the possibility of canceling tomorrow and or Wednesday.
Also, Mr. Fountain, would you please let TxDOT know that Intercoastal Bridge is vital to people's being passed, being able to get in and out of there. And I think it had a little mix up last time. It's not a county bridge. I want people to understand. I had an elected official call me and say, you know, y'all need to, an elected official in Port Arthur call and told me we need to dust the bridge or put rock down, but it's a state bridge.
Well,
we would have done that, but I didn't know about it.
Well, TxDOT had taken sprayed the bridge and had put out rocks. The problem was is that the degree of the incline was such that you just couldn't make it safe. And so, I mean, you know, on the Orange Bridge or the Rainbow Bridge, they had five cars get stuck up there and people had to get rescued off of there. And even though they had taken appropriate measures to put out all the ice rock and so forth, obviously we hate the inconvenience to the public, especially given the fact that this is a week, last week, for property taxes to be paid without any kind of penalty. However, you know, given the number of wrecks that occurred, the potential for injury to our employees that are traveling to and from work, the fact that this storm is not going to get better in the morning, it's actually going to get worse throughout the day, and the fact that a few well-placed comp claims could hurt us, I'm going to recommend closure at a minimum tomorrow. I hope the court supports that position.
Close the whole day?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because it's getting worse throughout the day.
Yeah, we got a celebrity out there in the audience. Got the former judge out there, Judge LeBlanc.
Well, if I was as powerful as Judge LeBlanc, I'd have just ordered the weather away.
Commissioner, and to your point, Commissioner Senegal, I've even been contacted as early as 6:30 this morning, Chenier, because of the number of people that travel through Port Arthur to get to that Chenier facility, even though it's in Louisiana, about bridge closures. And until TxDOT or DPS makes the determination, and I don't think we'll see those determinations until they happen.
Greg, what type of coordination are you having with the city of Beaumont, Port Arthur, and those cities so we can make sure we're getting all on the same page?
I've talked to all of them.
Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
What's their plans right now?
The city of Beaumont's going to make that call later, as well as Port Arthur.
Later today?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Most everybody's waiting on the 2:30 conference call with the National Weather Service.
Yeah, okay. We'll have another call if anything changes in their forecast. We'll certainly come. We're certainly going to disseminate that.
We need to judge.
And would you please get the TxDOT EOC phone number to all the commissioners, please?
Will do. In Orange County, they're in commissioner's court, are fixing to start, and they were waiting on the decision of our court as well.
One question, Judge. Essential employees, are we asking them to come in or not?
Well, as always, I think the courthouse is going to have to determine who's essential. So I think as far as maintenance goes, you'll need to make that determination. The sheriff will make the determination of who's essential for the sheriff's department. I don't know of any other.
I think all departments already have a list of who was essential, and we already have put down on paper, if I'm not mistaken. We might need to look at that list. Everybody.
Of course, each commissioner will see what you need to do to deal with the road and bridge issues.
And for clarification, maybe we could get a email sent out to all department heads as to the way that those employees will be paid. I know we have a policy in place, but it'd always be good to, so that everybody is on the same page.
That brings up a great point. we do have a policy in place, but as you know, we've had some previous conflicts with that with the Department of Labor. So at this time, basically on the time we had Friday, we are going to send something out just on Friday's closing. Employees would code it two ways, emergency time or emergency work. Now that'll still be paid at the regular rate. Two time, no premium pay, and we're looking at that. Unless they're over 40, you know. Basically, rules of the premium pay then your bargaining unit separate. They're how they're paid.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, the contract government.
Is it different? Is different from everybody else?
They're not part of our urgent. It would just be like. No, it would be just like normal overtime, but they do have callback and standby features within their contract.
They have an entirely different arrangement. This court voted some time ago to remove them from the county's emergency policy. So they're not a part of the normal emergency policy procedures, and they have other provisions in their labor agreement that apply to them that don't apply to any of your other county employees. So it's impossible to consider those two groups as the same because one of them has collective bargaining rights and the rest of us do not. So there are some differences and have been for a long time, Commissioner.
But we will get a memo out. You're in between a payroll time period, so payroll will be turned in probably beginning Friday and Monday.
I'm gonna speak for road and bridge workers from this standpoint.
This letter.
And they don't have a collective bargaining group behind them. But when you talk about essential, and you're talking about these roads being prepared, like he received a call because of the importance of it, I believe that they are some of the crucial people that we need in our county working. So we need to look at some of this stuff when we get down the way in our reviewing of those policies.
Yeah, we're gonna. We talked about that this morning, and we'll probably be bringing something to Commissioner's Court pretty quickly here. Anything else, Mr. Fountain?
Judge, we're going to close tomorrow, but how do we handle the next morning? We need to discuss that now.
Vote on or decide what the employees should do, watch the news, how do we go?
Yeah, I think that watch the news. Any employees that aren't on, I think you have a blackboard for all county employees.
We put the call out Friday morning at 7 a.m. and then did another call. Had several county employees contact the office, and we put them in touch with human resources about getting that information updated. But I would suggest that they stay in touch with their department head or elected official throughout this event as to their criticality, their need as an essential person. The term essential personnel for a hurricane, which we're more used to versus this, there could be some people that were deemed essential under a hurricane issue that I don't believe would be essential under this.
Yeah. I think they'll need to stay tuned. Number one, they ought to make sure that they're on the blackboard connect. I've told several employees in the courthouse this morning to contact your office on how to get signed up for that if they weren't already. Monitor county emails, because we'll probably send out some emails to all employees, and then we'll
as well,
speak
Judge,
as the day goes on tomorrow and figure out what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm
going
to. I think you need to use all four of the three of the television stations. Yeah. Okay.
And we did that Friday, Commissioner. One thing I'm going to talk to Mr. Halegda and John Farrar and MIS about our phone system. About getting a message possibly put on the 8400, the main courthouse number, as to the courthouse being closed, because if there's nobody sitting at that desk, nobody's answering the phone, and to tell people that the courthouse is closed.
Well, okay. All in favor of closing tomorrow, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it unanimously. I will be coming to the courthouse tomorrow morning. I don't drive very good on ice, so stay the heck out of my way.
All the sunshiny days.
Judge.
Mr. L.
I'd like to ask Mr. Fountain, since our department normal work hours start at 7, if he could back that up to 6, when you notify on the first call.
Well, Friday morning, the reason we didn't, Mr. Rayo, we did not know until
I
7 o'clock.
And,
yes, sir.
But just in normal cases, when at all possible, get it out a little earlier, because
We were already at the office when we got the call, so.
Well, we can get out the word. If anything changes dramatically in our 2:30 conference call here in a minute, I'll be back up with everybody. Anything further?
Be safe.
Not, we are adjourned.